Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor. Again, Sean McMeekin, the book Stalin's War, emphasizes that Stalin never, ever gave up the idea of gaining territory, plundering it, and then ruling a larger and larger Soviet empire. This is the end of the war. Mao is his client. He doesn't trust Mao. Mao doesn't trust Stalin. Stalin plunders Mongolia. He'd plunder China if he had the time. Stalin was always aggressive. This is a model that cannot be ignored when looking at Vladimir Putin's options here in the 21st century. Sean McMeekin, the book is Stalin's War, A New History of World War II, from the Kremlin point of view, taking advantage of every opportunity, never ever being candid with its allies. That would be Churchill and Roosevelt, and eventually Truman. More of this tonight.
Sure, well, I don't think Stalin ever fully trusted anyone else, whether you're talking about Beirut and his Polish puppets, or Tito in Yugoslavia, or Mao in China. However, I do think Stalin was willing to use these people, effectively, that is, to promote Soviet influence abroad. In the case of whether it was Poland or China, he wanted what he would call, in the term of art, a friendly regime on his borders. Meanwhile, yes, he would exploit the war to seize as much booty as possible. Of course, they had a euphemism for that, too. It was called nationalization. But yes, the richest parts of Manchuria are all mass looted by the Red Army to the tune of some estimates as much as $2 billion at the time, which of course today you probably have to go up into hundreds of billions, if not $1 trillion worth of kind of equivalent. And they do the same thing, of course, in Germany, all these other occupied countries. They take, as they call it, reparations in kind, some of it in terms of slave labor, people they would send to the camps, some of it in terms of property. All this scene effectively is in part reparations for war damages, but also, of course, just as the just deserts of communism. They're nationalizing all this property on behalf of the proletariat. That's how I think Stalin sees it. So, no, I don't think he fully trusted Mao. On the other hand, he was perfectly willing to arm and to use Mao in order to further his interests.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.